And good morning. Welcome back on to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Just about 15 past the hour. We're joined in studio by Amy Finney and Mike Flood as we're here talking a little bit about the SEK Kids Have Talent Show coming up. And I believe this is the third that you guys have been putting on. So that's pretty neat. So tell me just a little bit about where the inspiration kind of behind this whole event came. Obviously, this is year number three. Hopefully, we're trying to make this into a year five, then year 10 on down the line, trying to make that succeed further on. But where was the inspiration kind of behind the whole thing to start? Mike, we'll start with you, and then Amy, we'll get with you as well.
I think Amy is probably going to have to jump in here on that.
And the inspiration. Of course.
It's my understanding, Amy, and jump in there, that this started because of need to raise funds for Uppercut Boxing Club, which is a fantastic organization there in Independence, that young people that learn to box and learn themselves and all that stuff. And then also another organization is the Independence Science and Technology Center, and that's what Amy's the coordinator down there, right, Amy?
Yeah, administrator, whatever.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades.
And so the two got
all of the
together.
Above.
Yes.
And there'd been a music aspect with the Uppercut Boxing Club since its inception, and young people were performing and learning music and boxing at the same time, believe it or not. And so that's kind of, I think, kind of how it started.
Yeah, Henry got the idea. They wanted to build a building for the boxing. They needed a place big enough, and then where they were wasn't. So he came to me one day, and he says, I got this idea. Well, I'm pretty much like that, too. And I said, whoa, that sounds like a wonderful idea. So that's how it all started. And we didn't really know what we were doing the first year, so we just kind of stumbled through it, but it came off great. So we just think we've gotten better every year and get more and more kids involved. One of the things that we're looking at for this is it teaches them, everybody's afraid to get up in front of people.
Yeah.
So it just helps them get some self-assurance, and plus a lot of them have a lot of talent, they just don't show it off. So we like to think that we're giving them a start with being able to be in front of people.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest things I learned. I've been in radio and television for about 4 years now, and being in front of that camera, I'll tell you, you know, the rush that you get when you step down, it's just wow. And you're proud of yourself, you know. You're like, man, I stood up, I sounded good. And it's the same thing standing in on a stage in front of people. I still get a little stage fright when there is actual physical people, you know, because I just talk through a microphone or talk through a camera. That's what I'm used to. And yeah, no, it's a skill to teach at a young age. You know, it's a social skill, really, and that is some things that, you know, a lot of young kids nowadays really don't have. They're shying away from the social skills instead of getting out there on stage. And it's okay to go out, and maybe you made a mistake. It's okay to make a little embarrassing mistake. It's okay to do those things. And that's a great, you know, idea to, and it's a great skill as well that kids need to start putting into their heads more at a younger age.
Yes.
Certainly. So,
well, Sam, one of the things I've been surprised about, I have quite a bit of experience with talent shows on a national level. And, you know, I tell you the truth, I wasn't sure about this the first year, and I was pleasantly surprised because these kids were a lot more talented than I realized they were going to be. And that was a very pleasant surprise.
It
wasn't
was.
It, Amy?
It was.
So
it's definitely going to be a little entertaining there. Well, what are a couple of the things that you've that certainly seen them in the past few years, but certainly what we would see this year as well?
Well, you never know.
Lots of singers, I know that.
We're still looking for contestants.
Oh, contestants for this year, okay.
Good up until the 17th.
Okay.
And so it's not too late. And if somebody has a youngster, I mean, there's two age groups. There's 5 to 12 age group and then 13 to 18 age group. And so if you're in that area, you've been thinking about doing a talent show, it's a lot of fun. I mean, everybody that's there is very helpful and try to help you with that. And, you know, we've got a rehearsal and everything. But if they want to get an application, they can call the Independent Science and Technology Center. And there is a $25 fee. Registration fee, but that don't be concerned about that, because if there's a limit in your funds, there's a way that we can get you in, because we have some sponsors that will sponsor you. So it's $25. It's something you can usually manage anyway, but if you can't and you've always wanted to be a star, this is your chance.
There you go. And now I definitely appreciate that, certainly.
It's open talent, too, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, open talent, yes. Instruments, singing, dancing, stand-up comedy, whatever. Just come and show us your stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of along the lines of just what I was more asking is, you know, a little bit of comedy, I'm sure, at, you know, what's a classic one? Magicians as well, you know, those are kind of hard to find to get a really good one, but certainly a good musician as well, I'm sure, whether it's singing or whether it's actually with an instrument. So very cool. Is there, you know, is it just kind of first come, first serve, or is it just kind of, do you guys have a limit to how many, you know, kids can apply, or?
No limit.
No limit at all. So we're going to try and have the biggest, best show that we're looking for this year, as certainly. So for, you know, for people that are interested in maybe viewing this, where's it all taking place?
It's at the Wesley Center.
The Wesley Center. Okay.
In Independence.
In Independence, certainly.
It's on Saturday, September the 22nd. Starts at 1 o'clock until we're finished. And like we said, there's the two groups, the children's and then the teens. So, and, you know, kids are always so entertaining. So, and it's free admission. Anybody that wants to come and watch the kids, kids are always entertaining.
It's free to them. Yeah, very cool. So,
and there'll be food, too.
Oh, yeah, food.
Even more incentive. Free. Come check out some great local talent as well. I think that was one of the things that, you know, highlights the best is because... Yeah, we're in small town America. We're in down here and nestled in our own little corner here in southeastern Kansas. But truly, there's, you know, you'd be surprised, eye-opening. And I'm sure as you did, like you said, Mike, in your first year, there's a lot of talent down here in these parts and, you know, for the better as well.
That's absolutely right. And I've been all over the place and clear back in the early 80s when we did Be a Star, which was a national talent show. Mm-hmm. And our contestant from Mound Valley happens to be James Wesley, was called James Wesley Prosser in those days, and he won the local contest and went on to the national competition and was the runner-up, and he's a national touring artist now.
Oh, how about that?
Has been for quite a few years.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, you know, there's just a lot of talent around here. Always has been.
Yeah, and not only that, but I've always found talent shows, you know, even if it's not the greatest and lightest and most beautiful thing you've ever seen, they're very entertaining to go watch. Some of my favorite videos, you know, like on YouTube or whichever, are the American's Got Talent or whichever videos, because it's just showcasing what, you know, certain people can do. And, you know, it's just your average everyday Joe that you see getting up on stage there, and holy cow, this guy's going to be our next big star in the country world or a big star in the musician world.
Definitely.
It's definitely very cool to go watch and be a part of, I'm sure.
Now, I'll tell you, Sam, one of the things that's really impressed me, too, and it has for many years, is I like the passion that kids have, young people have. You know, they get into their music, and they're just not afraid or anything sometimes, and it's just great. And, hey, if you don't mind, Sam, before we forget, we've got a phone number if somebody wants to call.
Oh,
is that okay?
Certainly. Yeah, go ahead. Let's get out all of the information, any and all the information that anybody would possibly need. Let's go ahead and get it out there. We still got a couple minutes here, so use it.
It's, of course, 620-331-1999. Again, that's 620-331-1999. If you have any questions about the contest and how to enter or anything like that, just give us a call. Again, it's going to be the deadline for entries is September the 17th at 5 p.m. The show is September the 22nd at 1 p.m. That's a Saturday at the Wesley Center in Independence, Kansas, First United Methodist Church.
And you can. We also have the forms online, the Science and Technology Center website. You can go there. You can call me. If you want to see what we're all about, the Uppercut Boxing has Facebook, and so does the Science Center. And you can see what we're all about. But what we're out there doing is trying to get these kids, get some self-assurance, and get out there and exercise their talents and whatever.
Well, and you guys said you had some good sponsors with it as well, getting some community support behind it. Kind of
right.
Seems like an event that, may be getting bigger and bigger and bigger as we go on. And it's a free event now, so take advantage of it while you can. Food there.
Absolutely.
And, no reason not to get out and support. Again, just supporting an area talent is, you'd be surprised, because that's how you make the name for the town sometimes. It's like, man, that country singer was from here, and he wouldn't have ever had that confidence if, he didn't get up on stage that one time.
You can go later say, I knew that kid win.
Exactly. Exactly. I saw him win the local talent show.
That's right. That's right.
We have one young man that was a competitor, and I think he won an award. Happens to be one of the ones that sold two songs to Netflix for the Last Chance U program that's now
very cool.
Nationwide. And,
yeah.
He's... pretty talented young man, and there were others, but don't be scared about that. Come on down and participate. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun if you don't even win. I'm telling you, it's that much fun.
Yeah.
And there are professionals there to help you. So if you're in that age group, 5 to 12 or 13 to 18, you're game for this show.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it wasn't the same, level. I didn't stand up on the stage, but my friend and I just picked up some guitars and went out to the local farmer's market one time, and we played in front of a pretty good crowd, made a little bit of change here and there, which that was the goal of it, obviously. But I'll tell you what, when I'm for anybody out there saying on the lines and still kind of nervous with it, it's the amount of satisfaction you get when you're done performing, regardless. That was just a subtle stage. I was at a farmer's market, local farmer's market, and you're just be at a local talent show, but still the satisfaction you get for yourself personally. And I think that, again, great, like you guys say, it is one of your points of emphasis is teaching these kids that mm-hmm. skill up on stage. So
that, and it's to keep the programs going at the Uppercut Boxing Club and also the Independent Science and Technology Center.
Yeah, so good cause behind it,
yep,
as well. So Amy Finney and Mike Flood with the SEK Kids Have Talent Show, that's coming up. Any final notes that you had for us?
Y'all come.
Yeah, we want to see you.
Come and have fun with us.
Exactly, more the merrier. And certainly we'll write something up and we'll get this out for everybody as well, because the applications are still there. You can give them a call until this Saturday. Next Monday, I believe, right?
Yes,
17th, you said?
Right.
17th.
Yeah, 17th,
okay.
Yeah.
17th is when those are due. So still got plenty of time to get those in for the SEK Kids Have Talent Show. I know I'm excited. That'll be very cool. So
come
Mike
on down.
Flood.
Yes,
yeah.
Come and see us.
Mike, Amy, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
And thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.